Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts, the thinkers and the doers, for old friends and new, Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome into Northwest Stadium for Take Command right after the Broncos survive a scare from the Commanders. Final score in overtime, 27-26. Washington kept getting up off the mat. Played an inspired, hard-fought game. 3-9, Commanders didn't look like it against a 10-2 Denver team. That's the number one seed in the AFC right now. They took them to the brink. They get a game-tying field goal at the horn. They give up a touchdown, come back and score, go for two in the win. And Jeremy McNichols is wide open in the flat, but a batted ball ends the game. Love the decision to go for two there. No reason to play to tie it. But Washington comes up 1 point shy. And overtime losers for a second straight game.
Yeah, and I think I agree with everything you said there. I think it's the right decision to go for it in overtime. I think, you know, you give the ball back to Denver there with about 250, I think, if I remember correctly. There's no shot they don't go down there and kick a field goal. So I love it. Love the call on the goal line there. I kind of just wonder if, you know, Marcus had to slide the protection away. Leads to a free runner right in his face. If he hadn't touched the protection, maybe they're okay. They're picked up there. I can't wait to see what that looks like on the all 22. But like you said, man, just an inspired performance. And like in a season with some negative feelings, you know, and obviously they lose this game and no one's excited about that. But this was a well-fought, well-executed game plan. And again, there's some things here and there that we're going to talk about that they can clean up. But overall, man, like I think we were just talking about it before we started, like a good football game, a fun football game to watch. And a lot of that has to do with the effort that the Commanders put out there.
Super entertaining game.
Yeah.
And frankly, the product was really good.
Yeah.
Like if you came out here and sat in the cold and you spent money on tickets, your investment was rewarded.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people, for the most part, want, right? Obviously, you're looking for wins and there's no moral victories, as Joe Gibbs used to say, up here. in the National Football League, and I totally get that. And I'm trying to think of people sitting at home watching, listening, what have you, to take command going, oh, come on, guys, they're 3-9. But look, for weeks they just weren't in the same ballpark as the really good teams.
Right.
And then they went to Madrid. Defensively, they played a lot better. I thought that carried over to this game, which we'll talk about. But they did things offensively against the best defense in the NFL that teams have not been able to do throughout the season. They converted 8 third downs. They ran 85 plays. Now, it's crazy. You had overtime.
But still.
But that's insane. You know, 419 net yards was number two against this team all year. Only two teams have gotten to 400 yards. Cliff, I thought, had a really good game. Marcus Mariota throws for 294, runs for another 55. He had the really bad interception. He said after the game he was trying to throw the ball away, and he should have, or he should have run. But you take that play out of the equation, like, we're talking very differently about his outing as a backup quarterback against the number one defense in the league. You got a monster game from Ertz, 10 grabs for 100 yards, 13 targets. You got a huge game in his return from Terry McLaurin, 7 for 96 and a tutty, and that's not even counting a 30-yard touchdown that gets taken off the board at the end on a post as well. There was just a ton to like. They hit an explosive to Debo on a deep shot, 38 yards downfield. I just think the resilience tonight, the McLaurin play gets called back, and you go, all right, you lost. And then you hit the Debo play down to the goal line. Then it's first, second, third with lost yardage, and now it's fourth and goal, and they lost. And then they get the fourth down. Yeah. Then you go to overtime, and you know, you give up the touchdown or whatever, and you go, oh, well, damn, they lost. And then they come back and score the touchdown. It was just all night long, toe-to-toe with, again, the team that right now is the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, and I think you kind of gave the narrative for the season there perfectly. And what I mean by that is, like, they were playing good football teams, and everyone thought this team at the beginning of this offseason was going to be a top team, right? You know, maybe not a 12-win football team, but a competitive football team. And and it wasn't that versus Seattle. It wasn't that versus the Lions. And all of a sudden, this team, the Denver Broncos, comes in, and they look like a legit ball club, right? They're playing bend but don't break defense. They hold them to 2 field goals on their first 2 drives. They're able to weather the storm after the interception that Marcus Mariota throws in the red zone. Marcus and the playmakers, I think that's the other thing that stuck out to me, Grant, was like, think about what this offense could have been and should have been with 3 dynamic pass catchers, right? And I know Treylon Burks is still developing in that role, but Terry, the confidence that Mariota had in him, Debo, how it opens up some stuff for him underneath when Terry's around, and then Zach. I mean, Zach's ability to draw a more favorable matchup when you have a guy like Patrick Surtain is following Terry the whole night in man-to-man coverage situations, and then you got a guy in Treylon Burks in a goal line situation that can win on one-on-one. That's just not been the narrative for this team this year, and so it makes me feel a lot more optimistic about some of those things we were promised this offseason. And then I think maybe the most important thing, Grant, is the offensive line and how well that group played. I mean, it wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Tunsil has a false start. Obviously, Connolly has to hold late. But think about how that group has galvanized. And this was the best pass rushing team in the NFL.
Number one by almost 20 sacks. They had one in this game.
And I didn't feel them, really. Right. You know what I'm saying? Outside of like a couple of plays. And I think that a lot of credit goes to Cliff in terms of the game plan, but a lot of credit also goes to that group and how they're coming together. Because that's one thing that I think also, we look to the injuries at receiver, but also the musical chairs on the offensive line is something that I don't think we talked about enough. And to see that group starting to galvanize at this point in the year, you're kind of like, man, this is what this thing was supposed to look like. And it gives me a lot of confidence going to the last 5 games of the season.
They're now road favorites against Minnesota, so they'll have a chance to beat the Vikings in Minneapolis. Then they've got the home game. They're on the road against the Giants as well, which is a very winnable game, which we can get into. Let's start with the defensive performance, though, and then we can work our way back to the offense. For the Commanders defensively, in the fourth quarter, here's what they did. 5-play, 19-yard drive that ended with a Bobby Wagner interception. 3-play, 1-yard drive on the Luvu sack, 3-and-out punt. 7-play, 33-yard drive ended in a punt, and then a 3-and-out, 6 yards punt.
That's crazy.
Those were 4 Denver drives in the fourth quarter. Just time and time again, they were up by 6 and then 3, and you know, just trying to will their offense into this football game and give them a shot. They went field goal, punt, punt, field goal down the stretch in their 4 drives in the game. The final field goal, obviously, tying things in the end. But I just thought defensively, you know, we wondered after Madrid how much of this was Tua missing some things or the Dolphins offense, you know, just a quirky week, international game, whatever. Well, they're 2-for-2 with Dan Quinn calling plays. I'm not saying it's perfect, but in terms of it being on a binary like NFL caliber or whatever it was before. This is way, way different. It's way, way better. Like they look like an NFL defense.
I totally agree. And I think there are some issues that are kind of unfixable, like just the lack of depth on the offensive line. Obviously, there's some playmakers. You feel Payne. You feel Kinlaw.
D-line you're talking about.
Yeah. And you feel some of that, right? And you're like, okay, but there's the depth just isn't there for some of these. I think about the depth at Seattle when we played that group, or the depth here when we play Denver, just how many pass rushers they can throw at you. It's like, you know, just like a hockey line almost. And then the kind of how they're limited in the coverage back end, you know, in terms of the guys who can consistently play man-to-man coverage. And Dan Quinn has just done a great job of saying, I'm going to call and create a defense that fits this skill set. We're going to bend but don't break. We're going to be incredibly patient. And versus a quarterback like Bo Nix, you can definitely do that. Again, versus top flight quarterback competition, that's going to be a little bit more challenging. But, you know, Bo Nix, we talked about this on the preview show, like he's not a perfect quarterback. He's going to make mistakes. He's not going to be able to win from the pocket consistently. And I think you saw a little bit of that tonight.
Yeah, you certainly did. All right, let's go through some individual performances here of note. It wasn't a lot of pass rush per se. I think if you look at looking at this now, two quarterback hits from Luvu. I felt him in this game. Preston Smith had his best game by far.
By far,
he was in the backfield three or four times chasing Bo Nix around. Had a couple hits on Bo Nix. Von Miller had a hit on the quarterback. There are only five of those in the game, but. As far as the run game goes, I thought Daron Payne back from suspension was very noticeable. Had some loud plays. I thought Noah Igbinoghene in the slot.
Yeah, he's been great for them, man.
I don't understand. Like, you'd have to tell me. It felt like he was kind of out of favor coming out of camp. There was talk about trading him. Then he couldn't get on the field. Like, he played pretty well last year, and now he's getting his shot again, and he's playing pretty well again.
I think that's exactly right. I think one of the points of feedback that I heard regarding him was that, you know, he was a little too handsy in coverage. He didn't play the football. But again, like, that was stuff that was coming out of training camp practices, just kind of from people around the team. And then all of a sudden he comes back out and just, you know, like, the other elements of him playing corner, the physicality, the toughness, the smart football player, it's all there. You know, Will Harris, I felt him tonight too, just in terms of his communication, getting people lined up. The PBU he has down here in the red zone on the tight end.
First drive of the game early.
Did a great job, has a beautiful tackle on the sideline, nice physical play later in the game. Like, again, these are some of the pieces that were supposed to be here early.
Right.
And I think you're feeling kind of what they could have been. And again, this is not a perfect defense by any stretch of the imagination. No. They're going to have issues down the road that when they play Philly, even when they play the New York, they'll probably have some issues just in terms of getting things covered up and rushing the pass and all those types of things. But the consistency just seems to have ratcheted up, which is great to see.
Well, and Harris, even on some plays where he got beat by a step, like maybe 2-3 weeks from now, that's not happening. Like, he gives up.
He's in better shape.
He's on the touchdown. He's a step behind a couple things, but he was around the ball a lot. You could just tell. And also, they trusted him. They practiced what they preached. They said quite a bit while he was out, he'd be the guy running with tight ends or whatever, and then they had him in space on Ingram or some different guys. Speaking of which, they did get Ingram on Wagner in overtime on that little whip route where he bends it and comes back out. Wagner just didn't have the footwork to stay with him and then kind of got left in his dust for 41 yards. There are still flaws. Like, there's things about this defense, obviously, as you watch at home where you go, look, coordinators get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they know how to try to get these matchups. It's not going to be perfect. I don't expect it to be, because there's just things you can't fix with the personnel. But the ask has been, let's make it a little harder.
Yeah.
You know, let's not give up Jackson Smith and Jigba over the middle every single time they want it. You know? and the progress has clearly been there. What did you make of the overtime drive? I mean, they did so many good things in this game. Was it just that you're out of gas at that point? You've played 4+ quarters. You're on the field for, you know, 70 plays or whatever it was. Because Denver got the ball and they went, 5 plays, 76 yards. It was just knife through butter in overtime.
I think the one thing that stuck out to me throughout the game is, again, were there consistent opportunities for Bo Nix and the offense? Yes. But were any of them like big explosive chunks? No. Right. And so then obviously your first explosive chunk given up is in overtime, right? It's a 45-yard play to the tight end. And again, like, you know, we talk about the matchups, talk about the coverage principles. Like, at some point, these teams, these coordinators are too smart, are too good. They're going to find these moments. And I think that's the big difference, right? It's not necessarily – I didn't feel like they were gassed. I didn't feel like they were outmatched necessarily. I think they just gave up an explosive. And that – think about earlier in the year when the defense was really struggling, they were giving up a ton of explosive plays. And this is something that Dan has done a good job of mitigating, right? I think in the last two games, there's been two like passing explosives like that. And so, again, to limit that to throughout the game, I think that's the reason you feel that kind of the air go out of the tire, so to speak, in the overtime there.
Speaking of air going out of the tire, the battery's going out of the laptop.
I see that, yeah.
So let's plug that in before this sucker dies so that we can finish this extravaganza and not have to reboot everything.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
In the morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Nice choice hitting up this podcast. No surprises. You're all about diving into tastes everyone in the room can enjoy. Just like White Claw Surge. It's for celebrating those moments when connections have been made and the night's just begun. With bold flavors and 8% alcohol by volume, unleash the night. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
So you mentioned they didn't give up many explosives. So they did the 41-yarder in overtime, first one that you referenced. The only other one was, I don't think they dropped to enough depth on that 3rd and 11 where they gave the 31-yarder whole shot to Cortland Sutton.
Oh, that's right. Remember I forgot about that, yeah.
But that was the only other big explosive. Otherwise, it's 22-21-17, like some pretty normal stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a throwback to a tight end against the grain.
I remember that one. That was a tough one, 4th and 1, yeah.
Yeah, 4th and 1. There was a 3rd and 5 where they got 21. But, yeah, you're right. It was not the big stuff. All right, let's go to the offensive side of the ball because this is where I'm super encouraged about what we saw. And if you get Jaden Daniels back in Minnesota, which is possible, you know, I think that with Terry McLaurin back, Noah Brown's on the precipice of playing as well. Treylon Burks is showing something. This could get fun against some good defenses to see where they're at. Here's some numbers I put together, though, on the offense.
Some numbies.
419 yards, second most by a team all year against Denver. 85 plays, obviously the most by 13 against Denver. 8 for 17 on third down.
That's
for
crazy.
The best third down rate against Denver. 30 first downs, most by any team against the number one defense in the league. 143 net rushing, second best. 276 net passing, second best since week two. Ertz, 13 targets, 10 catches for 106. McLaurin looked like Terry, 7 for 96 and a touchdown. And then we mentioned Mariota, who goes for almost 350 all purpose in this game. Offensively, it's hard to want a whole lot more.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the one thing that you're still kind of searching for are those explosive chunks. Obviously, Terry's is called back. Debo kind of has one late in the game, but is there a way to find that more consistently? Just easy buttons down the field that some of these other, you know, like I think about Jackson Smith and Jigba in Seattle, like one of the reasons that offense cooks is because they're able to find explosive chunks to him almost every single game, right? So that'd be the one thing I'd kind of point to and say, can we get some more of that? But I think the consistency, the playmakers, the matchups you're able to generate, the ability to run the football when they had to in some critical moments, like That's all good stuff, man. And it's something that I think I'm really excited to see, like you said, against Minnesota, which is a very solid defense. Philadelphia, New York has some pieces there that are going to be fun to watch. So the idea that you have this kind of nucleus of a gelling offensive line, playmakers getting healthy, a young dynamic running back room with, you know, McNichols, who seems to make a play every single week in critical moments. How about that third down run that he had for 16 yards? Unbelievable.
I think Mariota checked to that, by the way.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable.
Third, I mean, 12.
He does a lot of good, like standing on the sideline, I have a much greater appreciation for how much he's involved in getting them into the right plays in the right moment. It's really special. But then I look at that and I say, what if, you know, this dynamic MVP caliber player comes back into this offense, you know, with an offensive line that's playing this way. And yeah. I say to myself, like, that could be absolutely fantastic.
There was a Schefter report this morning, like way before the game. I don't know if you saw, where essentially he said he's still not cleared. It's unknown whether he plays next week. And my read on it was like, oh, this is the beginning of the hedge that maybe he doesn't play against Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we have no idea, and I don't know if they know at this point, but I just assumed, because he was practicing all week, that next week would be a go. But he made it, Schefter, via wherever he got it from, was saying, you know, it's limited all week, still not cleared for contact, and kind of started the hedge, I thought. So maybe he doesn't come back until you send him to the Meadowlands to play against the Giants. But regardless, I think just getting McLaurin back and seeing what this offense can look like.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Like, it's a game changer. And Ertz is also, like, rounding into form, just like he did last year. It took until midway through the year, and he started putting up these big 6-7-8 catch, 780-yard games. Today, it's 10 for 100. He looked like the guy from the NFC Championship game who caught double-digit balls. So you have him going. You have McLaurin going. And now you unlock Burks, who they were force-feeding the ball to in, like, one-on-one situations on the sideline in the fourth quarter. How about the catch he made? That's a catch-of-the-year candidate in the league on that fade in the back of the end zone one-handed.
Unbelievable moment. I mean, everyone makes the Odell Beckham reference, but, like Riley Moss is in good face. He's right there.
He got Moss.
And so for you to get that hand back there, catch that football, doesn't even rotate in the hand, is just, it's sick, dude. It's sick football.
It doesn't rotate in the hand. It's so, like, he just plucked.
Yeah, I know. Just plucked.
Where were you? Were you right?
I was standing right near the camera there, looking straight across. And so I had kind of a pretty good angle on it. And I was like, oh man, that's overthrown. Like, that's a bummer. And then his hand just, hoo-zoom! And I literally on the broadcast was like, oh my gosh. And, you know, Bram's trying to do his call.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I'm just, yeah. I hate that bit.
Yeah, yucking it up.
But I mean, I love you. But yeah, you got to let Bram make the call.
But still, though, I guess my point is, it was so dramatic. Yes. Yeah. Like, I couldn't contain it.
No, it was incredible. I mean, it's just here's the other thing. He's massive. He's athletic, and he's a first round pick. Like, put him in Sharpie to be back on this roster. Yeah. I'm interested in him as a player.
Yeah, me too.
Moving forward into next
year.
Me
too. And he's still getting it. Like, you talked about, like, I forget who you mentioned, but, you know, talk about guys getting into shape, right? You know, Terry getting into shape.
Well, I was saying Ertz, like, last year, as the year went on, got better. That seems to be happening again.
But I think the same thing is true for Traylon, who's been in and out of the lineup, kind of hasn't played football for a while. He's getting legs under him. So what does that look like when he's fully conditioned and ready to rock and roll? And again, the other thing I wanted to double click on was Terry. And just the confidence Marcus had in them. Like, they're running that. It was in the low red down here. They're running like a dagger concept or a knife concept. The quick through pulls the guy out. And Mariota delivers a laser beam that I haven't seen him try to attempt to throw this year. And I think it just speaks to how much trust they have in Terry and his playmaking ability.
What do you think of Ertz? Like, there's a couple catches he doesn't make that I'm sure will get talked about. But my God, man. I mean, every time they needed a play, he gave it to them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it just shows you, like, if you're a young football player and you think, oh, I have to run a 4.2 to be a good NFL player, like, his ability, man, it is a work of art. Like, to understand body contact, positioning, how to work a stem, the coverage they're running, where the space is going to be, how to create space. I mean, it's literally majestic. And so people talk about, like, what does this offense look like when Terry's back in lineup? And I think this is it. So Terry draws Patrick Surtain for most of the night. Treylon Burks draws Riley Moss for most of the night. Debo gets the nickel, which means that Zach Ertz, maybe one of the best tight ends in the history of the NFL, is drawing some backup linebacker in a passing situation. You're like, or Hufanga, who, while Hufanga is a great player, is not a coverage player. And so you'd say, like, that's what the playmaking depth gives you, is it gives a guy in Zach Ertz the opportunity to draw the matchup that he can win 12 times in a game.
I know they ran a lot of plays because of overtime, but there's a chicken or the egg thing here too, where you went 8-for-17 on third down. You sustained drives. You stayed on the field. And that's another reason why you ran a lot of plays. But I'm pretty shocked in his return after weeks of being out on something of a pitch count, we thought. Terry McLaurin got 14 targets in this game.
Yeah, and delivered on the target. Sometimes guys come back and they're not quite where they think they should be. All, like, the hamstrings don't feel as good as they should. And this dude just looked like a machine out there, right?
It's just a nice reminder, Logan, to me. You saw it in the Chiefs game where he catches the ridiculous touchdown.
Yeah.
And he made, I think he got hurt on the play, but like that sideline
catch, yeah.
That was just absurd. Like, there aren't that many guys in the league that make those catches. And whatever that is what he's elite at. We could go round and round on where he ranks. I don't know that he's a top 10 receiver or whatever. He's not really a separator and some of these things, not going to route you up. But whatever that is, I mean, that is way too much to deal with over there.
Yeah, that
right?
Guy's just screaming. Yeah,
he's literally screaming. This guy's four booths away, yelling into a microphone that's touching his left leg. Come on, man.
We can hear him, though. Okay, but anyway, so what I was going to say about this is, like, even if Terry's not top 10, top 20, top 20, whatever you, wherever you want to put him, I think you see what he does for this offense. You see what he does for the rest of the ecosystem here in a way that no other player that is on the roster can. And so that's the value of him. And he did it in the Kansas City game. He did it in this game, in the first game of the year. And I look at it and I say, like, this is what we've been missing. The Commanders have been missing offensively, is just someone who the ripple effect is exactly where it should be. Zach Ertz should not be your number one target. He shouldn't be, right? In 2025, going into 2026.
The year of our Lord.
Yes, he should not be that guy, right? So you bring in Terry, you bring in Debo, you bring in a guy in Treylon Burks who can eat up some of those more difficult matchups so that look who's there. Zach Ertz balling. And then Terry in critical moments can run slants and do what he's best at and maybe best in the league at, right? Running a slant in a competitive third and short situation, like, he's going to catch that football, right?
Yep.
And like, that's what this offense should be and was tonight, which was great.
I said coming into the night to a few people, I was like, they need to hit some big plays because you cannot go 12 plays against this defense.
Yeah.
And here they go 10 plays, 11 plays, 10 plays, 18 plays, 11 plays. Ridiculous. I mean, at the end of the game
but
drive.
I think that's the point, though. It's like they did it the hardest way possible.
That's true. That's
so
true.
Can we find a little bit more explosive chunks? Like, that's really, like you said, what is the thing about this offense? That's the thing moving forward, is like, is there something in the bag to find more of those opportunities?
Yeah. It just one of those nights where you've got a new long snapper.
That's
you've
crazy.
You've got a new kicker. You're booting a field goal. I know it's only from 32, but you see it missed extra points in this league now all the time.
Yeah.
Like for the tie. You're coming back in overtime. It was just a metal testing night. And I think what I took away from this, and I don't know if everyone's going to feel the same way at home, but you know, this team is not terrible. Like, this is not as bad as it felt for stretches this year as they get healthier and you see your dudes back on the field. And there's also, like, they haven't rolled over. This is not a group that's quitting.
That's the cool thing, too.
To me, like, they haven't checked out on DQ or this staff or whatever. Tavita Pritchard's coaching quarterbacks. I saw him walking in tonight. He just got the Stanford job.
Yeah.
And he's going to be leaving. And it's his final night coaching for this team. And this offense goes out there and has one of the best games anybody's had against the number one defense in the NFL. Like, there's some good things happening. And you can take inventory on those a little bit easier after you take a team like Denver to overtime and have a chance on a two-point conversion to win. We can't sit here and do that, and we shouldn't, when you get bludgeoned 44-20, to a team and don't compete. But this was not one of those nights. This felt uplifting to me.
Yeah, and I think so on the Command Center post-game show, they were like, what's the thought? What's the takeaway? And the takeaway is ultimately you want them so badly to win, but there is so many positive things, like just from a football purity standpoint. The defense is playing competitive football, which we weren't sure. Terry's back. I keep going back to the offensive line. That group, the way they played tonight, man. Like, I don't want to say it's an elite group, top five group yet, but it has shades of that kind of development for them, which is fantastic, right?
And here's my question on that. I mean, sustainably moving forward, you probably have to pay Tunsil, which they can do. Paul's a free agent, so you either bring him back or you roll with Coleman.
Right.
You've got, obviously, Biotish under contract, I think, for one more. And then Cosme, they've paid, and Connerly. So for the most part,
it feels like you can,
they're ready to roll this thing back,
which I think is great heading in. I know I don't want to talk about 2026 too much, but I think it's great heading into that year having this group that you're like, here's the nucleus, because what makes good offensive linemen? Consistency and health and talent. And they've got it here in a way that we haven't had it for a couple of years. I'm trying to think back to, like, maybe Brandon Sheriff, Morgan Moses, Trent Williams,
right?
Like that type of talent in the group. Like, that's what we have here. And if they can keep that nucleus together, keep it healthy, maybe invest another draft pick in that group next year. Like, that's going to be a formidable group to deal with moving forward, which is great.
I guess my takeaway would be to answer your question, that you guys were talking about on your other show, would be, I think if they play the game they played tonight, they go to Minnesota and win, probably by at least a touchdown. And then they beat the Giants too.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that happens, because what happens with teams that aren't very, Minnesota's got the ball with 57 seconds left and it's a tied game at 17 or whatever. But if you play this game, you beat Minnesota, you beat the Giants, the way the Eagles are playing, you split with them, like you probably win another three or so games the rest of the way. And I think people can live with that competitiveness. The other thing is, and I know that part of you will die when I say this as a former player, but they are up to number six in draft positioning after this night, which matters a lot to me.
It does hurt me a little bit,
though. I am not rooting for losses by any means, and anybody who roots for losses, is the wrong way to do it. But there is something to be said with, at this point, it being an okay consolation prize. Because here's the deal. I'm trading back. We don't need to get into the draft just yet. But they need picks. And the higher up they are, the more you can get in a trade back scenario. So to be sixth right now, and all the way up to like number two, is only one win behind them. Like, they could have both a strong finish, feel like games like this make you feel like they're not that far away. That you go into next year and you can flip the script again with an easier schedule and a healthy Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
And now you've got like a number four pick. Maybe you move back a couple times and you get a bunch of picks and reboot this thing. Like, that's where I start to think bigger picture. The sun could come up again here pretty quickly.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about this on the way down here. I was talking to one of my buddies, talking to Kedrick Golson, actually. And that was something
head coach of the Stonebridge Bulldogs, your region champions.
That's right. And so one of the things that we brought up was just like, it feels yucky right now, but to get competitive games from here on out and then have that pick that you can trade back, all of a sudden you go from having six picks to nine picks and we're back in business, which is because strength of schedule, all those things you just mentioned. It, again, we don't want to talk about that too much. There's games to be played here, but like you said, this thing seems like it could flip back to sunny side up here real quick.
Yucky?
Yucky?
You said yucky.
Did I?
Yeah, you said it's a little bit yucky.
It's right a little now. Bit yucky.
So it was your tummy hurt?
It's any a little other? Bit yucky.
Yeah. Yucky. And tummy and belly ache. Yeah. All right, Logan, final thoughts here after what was a one-point loss in OT. on to Minnesota on the road. By the way, I don't know if anybody watched them this week.
That was a gross game.
Everyone was talking all week about this undrafted free agent, Max Brosmer. Now he's the answer. Mm-hmm. He threw four picks, including a pick six today.
I was going to say,
my
guy's going up against the Seattle. We've seen the Seattle defense.
Well, that's why the whole narrative this week was dumb. First of all, I thought having him start against them was the meanest thing anyone's ever done. Like Kevin O'Connell. I love the guy and I have a good relationship with him. He should be so sad that he even asked someone to do that. I mean, that now I guess JJ McCarthy had a concussion. So what are you supposed to do? He's next on the depth chart. But the moment I saw that's who was on the schedule, I was like, these people are geeks. They think this undrafted free agent is going to go up against that defense and do anything. But maybe you get Brosmer in his second start coming off of that. I guess it's possible McCarthy comes back. He struggled a bunch as well. It would just be so nice. These guys are working hard. For the fan base,
just gonna win.
I got to do another 22 and a half hours of radio this week. About 21 and a half of those are on the Commanders.
Yeah.
Like maybe, just maybe, we could talk about a win. That would be nice.
That would be nice. And I think that's what we're all hoping for. That's what the fans are hoping for. I know that's what the team's pulling for. And again, this is about as close as you can get to that feeling of a win in a, you know, what do they call that? A moral victory. But let's talk about a win versus Minnesota Vikings.
Hey, by the way. We'll get a little film review on this from Logan on Tuesday. There was a 1st and 10 play to start one of the fourth quarter drives where the lads got up under center in 13.
Oh, you were
play action boot shot for 16 to Terry.
Yeah. You were
right out of the Chicago Bears playbook.
You were sized up.
And I took my shirt off and ran around the press box. I didn't, thank God, because everyone would have been grossed out.
You would have seen the remnants of the mashed potato bath.
That's right. It's all I'm asking for. Be still my beating heart. I couldn't believe it. Looked like
mashed potatoes at under center.
Clinton Kubiak was out there. What are we doing here? By the way, 16 yards to your wide receiver one.
Loved it.
Great
route by Terry, by the way.
Absolutely. A few of those tonight. All right. Thanks for checking us out on Take Command. Lay of the land ahead. Here's your road coming up Tuesday. Logan's film review on this game. Thursday, we're looking ahead to the Vikings. We give you 3 episodes every single week. Thanks for checking us out on Take Command.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.